Hello and welcome to this episode of the Corporate Escapers TV show and a podcast. I am your host, Christine Innes. I am delighted to have the very beautiful Anna joining me. So welcome, lovely.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm actually really excited about today because we have a lot to talk about. We've been on a very amazing journey. For the last 6-12 months, and I really want the audience to really get to know you and your journey, because I think that you are here for a really important sort of mission, and I think that we need to really highlight that with the world and let people know. But before I ask lots of juicy lovely questions, I'm going to hand it over to you to introduce yourself to the audience, and then we'll get started.
Okay, so my name's Anna. I am a wellbeing life coach, and I guess before even going into what that means, I think it's more about me saying I'm doing this because I've been on a journey that has been a really hard slog. It's been one where, you know, you wake up in the morning and you swear that you can't get through the next day, and you somehow do. And I literally changed careers, like from, you know, mainstream corporate to wellbeing life coach, because I want to help other people who have gone through or are going through the same turmoils in life and are quietly sitting there suffering, essentially, because there's so much stuff that's just not talked about. There's so much mental health that's not talked about. There's so many things that, you know, people think are normal and are not. And there is help out there. Don't get me wrong, it can be hard to find sometimes, but there is help out there. So that's me, really, as a bit of an intro.
Yeah.
Wellbeing life coach, just to help other people. And I'm not fussed if you're black, white, you know, other, you know, male, female, or whoever you identify yourself as. I'm here to help.
Yeah. And that's why I absolutely love and adore what you're doing, because I think it's so needed. I remember struggling in, you know, corporate when my world came crumbling down, and I just needed someone to help guide me. And this is what I love, that you've been so brave and courageous to share your personal story to really help inspire others, to let them know that you're not alone, that, you know what, crap happens in life and that's okay. But to have someone who has gone through it and has learned so much and is now helping so many other people, it's such a powerful thing to be able to do. So congratulations. Yeah. I just really want to say congratulations. I think it's amazing, because I always say to people that you've got two options in life. You can sit there when things happen, and that can be the good, the bad, the ugly, the not so good, you know, whatever it is in life. You can sit there and you can go, poor me, why me, all of that, which we all, look, I'm going to say all of us actually do, but it's that moment that we take that ownership and then we learn from it. And that learning experience, you know, you can learn for yourself, but you've taken it to even a greater level where you're actually now helping others. And I think that there's no other better gift than somebody who's been through everything and is now helping others as well.
And I think there's a little niche that I've got that others probably don't have out there. And it's about being a corporate working mother.
Mm.
You know, going through the quiet political obstacles being in high-profile corporate environments with the pressure, and also, you know, raising children at the same time. And then going from doing that in the traditional sense of being married and the, you know, happy family, through to doing it as a single mother. And watching the quiet stigmas change. And it's also like what you said, it's about this identity crisis, which we all go through, of, okay, so who am I? Who am I outside of work? Who am I as a person? What do I like to do? What makes me happy? How do I unwind? And they're simple questions, but sometimes they're the hardest ones to answer.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I remember, like, I can talk underwater. No wonder why I have my own show. You know, but it's like, I remember I was there at my mum's 60th birthday party, and I just moved back to Queensland after, you know, everything had started to crumble. And people were just saying, what are you doing? It's the first time I could not actually answer that because I didn't have a job.
Yeah.
So I literally felt worthless without having a job. And, you know, we all do that. And I think it's also the same, like, you know, when you become a parent or, you know, you're sort of like, well, who am I without having, you know, like my son's left home. So it's sort of like, well, you know, the whole, you know, relearning about yourself again, because you're no longer having to be a full-time mum again. So yeah. There's all these moments that happen where we have to ask those questions. And I think the beautiful thing is that when you actually allow yourself to ask the questions, but also allow yourself to honestly answer them,
yeah,
that's where the breakthrough moment really happens. Do you agree with that?
I totally agree with it, because society, and I only read this quote again the other day, society, especially for women, impose this thing where we are supposed to work as if we don't have a family.
Mm.
But we are supposed to be mothers and care for our children as if we don't have any full-time job to go to. We're supposed to take care of the household, yet, you know, do all this. And it's like, it's pressures from everywhere. And it's hard, and it can be overwhelming. And I know it's overwhelming for the guys as well, you know, of, you know, you must be a man. You cannot show fear. You cannot show, you know, any kind of, I guess, any kind of, I don't think of the word, but, you know, just you have to be manly, you know, you can't be, you know, any way feminine, because then, well, then you're on the other side and we're going to judge you there. You know, it's real, it can be really hard, you know, like where do you, and then you do the whole thing of, well, where do I fit?
Mm.
You know, where do I fit from a society perspective? Where do I fit in the family perspective?
Yes.
You know, and then you start asking questions of, well, what's normal?
That's right.
You know, and that's when I feel like a lot of people lose themselves. And I did mentoring last year for teenagers in high school. And they were asking some of the most simple questions.
Mm.
And you could see some of them were about to go into a spiral of, oh my God, you know, is this normal? Is that not, you know? And it's about, I guess, being or having the network that can help you, I guess, pull you back on the reins,
mm-hmm.
and keep you on that straight and narrow and not let your mind spin out of control. Because we all don't have the willpower to do that, you know, by ourselves. Some of us can, some of us can't. Some of us can sometimes, and then we fall off the wagon. But it's about, you know, asking those tough questions. Mm. Like you said, answering them honestly, but then not spiraling out of control with the what ifs and the overthinking as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think also too, there's, you know, there's these things, you know, people saying, oh, you have to be strong enough. Like, you have to be strong. You have to just get up and just do it. But what I feel, and obviously I've worked with multiple coaches and been a coach myself, is that, you know what, the things that you learn from a coach, they're lifelong lessons as well. So in every little moment that happens in life, you can always go back to those lessons that you've learned. So I think investing in a coach or investing in that personal development, it's not just money down the drain, because it's something that you're always going to have. It's a tangible asset that you've got in your sort of like back pocket that you can always draw upon as well and use at any stage.
And I think it's also, again, it goes back to society. It's like, oh, so you've got a coach. So what's wrong? Mm. You know, it's like saying to somebody, oh, I go see a counselor, I go see a psychiatrist. Right. But, so what's wrong? And it's not about anything being wrong. It's about, like you said, it's about self-development, building upon yourself,
mm.
and actually having really, I guess, a guide or someone in your back pocket, in your corner, cheering you on, you know, helping you through. Because as great as our friends are, as great as our parents are, you know, they don't always have the answers that you're looking for, you know, and especially if you're, you know, if you're in a, say, for instance, if you are in a corporate career, and I know, like with my parents, neither of them did the office jobs. You know, they did the very traditional old school jobs. And I couldn't ask them for advice, you know, and I couldn't, you know, it wasn't like I could go, oh, so mum, what do you reckon? You know,
yes.
How can this, they wouldn't understand it. They never understood office politics. I know my father never understood why anyone had a meeting. Like he didn't get it, and he didn't see a difference between a male and a female, you know, in an office, because he never worked in one.
Yes.
You know, and it's the same with, I guess, some of the friends, you know, as wonderful as some of my friends are, they haven't been in the same situations. And so what you need is someone who's essentially been there and done that, come out the other side still smiling.
Exactly.
You know, and has the ability to help you maneuver through it. You know, I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but it will be easier.
Exactly.
And try to get through it yourself. But not only that, you learn so much about yourself, about how you handle situations and how you can look at situations in a more positive light, so that it doesn't like drag you down as much, because, you know, some toxic environments can really just really weigh on you. And, you know, the last thing you want is to, you know, wake up on a weekday morning and go, oh my God, I've got to go to work.
Yes. Yes. Like I remember, you know, not even remembering how I got to work. Like I was just so ingrained in the routine as such, you know, not even actually living in the moment and, you know, enjoying everything as we have. And I think that's, you know, why what you're doing is so needed, because, you know, majority of society works. Majority of society has things happening in our life, and knowing how to do the balance, knowing how to, I guess, take care of you as well during that journey is so important. Because I think, especially as women, and I'm not saying that it's just women, but we have that mothering instinct in us. We have that nurturing instinct that we always look after everybody else before we look after ourselves. And I think that's one of the key things, is that when we're going through stuff, we should come back to self, back and find out what we can do to nurture ourselves as well.
Yeah. And knowing as well that, you know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, half an hour is not wasting time for you to just sit and be with you.
Yes.
Actually a good thing. You know, and they, you know, they say it too about, you know, when you parent kids and they've done something and, you know, you're at the end of the tether, it says, you know, take a breath, you know, count to 10 or count to 40, if, you know, whatever works for you, but take a moment and don't just react. And it means a lot to take a moment and go, you know, what is it that's really bothering me? Is it the situation, or is it the fact that I have felt like I've lost control? Is it the feeling like I'm lost? Like what's the underlying reason? Instead of just going, oh my God, I have to get this done right now.
Yeah.
Stop and wait. And, you know, no one said, you know, the phone rings, you have to answer it.
Yes.
You know, an email pops up, you have to answer it. Okay, well, you know, should get through them eventually, but you don't have to do it straight away.
Yes
You know, and there's nothing worse than, you know, you've called someone and you can hear an echo when it's like, are you in the bathroom? You know, you couldn't let the call, I would have called back later.
Yeah, that's right. yes Is that just that high I don't know, I feel like there's this intensity in life that everyone is going through right now. And I know that everyone's had upheavals, especially, you know, we've all dealt with COVID. No matter where you are in the world, we've all had to go through it.
Yeah.
But I think the benefit of this is that everyone has actually started to ask those really important questions and reassess where they are in life as well. So I want to talk to you about this amazing project that we were together in, which is The Inspired Life. Anna was one of 10 of us amazing women that were in this book, and we're all sharing about living an inspired life. And this is passionate to me because it's exactly what we've just been talking about, is living life on our own terms and following what is important to us. So for those who are watching today, and I'm going to put in the comments where you can actually get in touch with the very beautiful Anna and you can read her story. It is very, very powerful. And I, like I said, I am so grateful that you were so raw and vulnerable and sharing your story as well, because I have a passion for stories because I know that it makes such a big difference. So thank you again for doing that. I am so incredibly grateful to have you in this amazing book and sharing that with us. And, you know, what does like an inspired life mean to you?
I think you kind of, you already sort of said it. It's living it on your own terms and making it work for you. Mm-hmm. And like you said, with everything that's happened over the last few years, we've all questioned, you know, how things work, what, you know, how we should do things. You know, for me, it's like, it's actually more important to me to work from home. As great as the office has been, it's actually better for me, for my mental health, for my, you know, for my ability to look after my family, to do everything from home. Especially when, you know, clients are international, you know, we're all in different time zones. It just works better for me.
Yes.
And I think that's really it. It's about finding your balance.
Yeah.
You know, and doing things on your terms. And in all honesty, sometimes saying to hell with society, to hell with what people think is normal, because at the end of the day, there is no normal. You know, what works in my family will not work in the next. Maybe works in five people down, but, you know, everyone's different, you know, and it goes back to, for me, it goes back to when, even when I was a kid, you know, and you go over to your friend's place and you see the family dynamics. And I remember I came back from one friend's place at one stage and I went, they all have these, like the parents all have these really, really cool nicknames for all their kids. And there was a few of them and they were all really cool. And I remember coming back going, I don't have that. They seem to have a better relationship. I don't have that. And really comparing it, but then realizing that they probably have other struggles that we don't, you know. Never compare, and I think that's part of having that and living that inspired life. Never compare yourself.
Yeah.
As tempting as it is, you know, looking over the fence and going, what are the Joneses doing over there?
Yes.
To actually leave it and be, you know what, I'm doing me. I'm okay where I am. And then remembering where you've been.
Yeah.
You know, and like you said, we've all been on incredible journeys and it's so easy to forget, you know, where you've been. You know, when struggles are over, it's easy to forget how terrible it was. Mm-hmm. You know, it's easy for me to get how I used to forget how I used to always walk on glass. You know, literally, like it was, everything was just a calculated move, because if I made one wrong step, or even if I didn't make the wrong step, something would happen. And then I would have to literally pick up the pieces or do something else to try and counteract. And you forget that, you know, you've come so far. And I mean, I've personally come so far from living on that, you know, graded edge to essentially just being peaceful. You know, and that's really what I inspire for. You know, it's an inspired life is for me having peace, having things just flow and just work. And I'd love for more people to experience that for themselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I just want to say congratulations on your journey. It really has been lovely. We've been working together. I don't know, like it seems like forever, but I know it's only been a short time. You've been in the magazine a few times and about to actually go into the April issue as well. And I just know that you've got so much to give to the world, and I'm excited to see where you go as well.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm excited to see where everything can lead.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I just want to say thank you so much for being here today, sharing your story, inspiring so many people. And I am going to pop all the comment, all the links where you'll be able to reach out to Anna below. If you've got any questions, make sure you pop them in the comments below. Anna and I will answer them all for you, and I'll put the links of how you can reach out to Anna. And, you know, honestly, if you're sitting there in corporate and you're just feeling just stuck, or, you know, you just need some help and guidance, please reach out to Anna. She's an amazing coach, and I know that she'll definitely be able to help you find yourself and help you on your journey as well. So thank you so much, beautiful, for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you to everyone who has watched this episode today. Make sure you hit that like and subscribe button, and remember to live life to the fullest every single day. Love and light to you all.